Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. This is part two of God of the Living. We are going to resume by looking at some scriptures regarding God's directives. In Leviticus 21:1, and the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, 'None shall defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother. Also his virgin sister who is near to him, who has no husband, for her he may defile himself. Otherwise he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. He who is the high priest among his brothers, or on whose head the anointing oil was poured, and who is consecrated to wear the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor tear his clothes, nor shall he go near any dead body, nor defile himself or his father or his mother. Nor shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. For the consecration of anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord.'" Now I'm going to come back to this scripture. I want to read two more scriptures out of Numbers regarding handling and touching the dead under the Moses directives, the law. Number 6:6, this is about the Nazarite. "All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body." And then Numbers 19:11, "He who touches the body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with water on the third day, and on the seventh day, then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third day, and on the seventh day, he will not be clean. Whoever touches the body of anyone who has died and does not purify himself defiles the tabernacle of the Lord. That person shall be cut off from Israel. He shall be unclean because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. His uncleanness is still on him." Father, I pray that you break open your word and you give us revelation, that you anoint the eyes of those that are listening to perceive, the ears to hear, and the heart to understand what you are saying. I'm going to start with Numbers 19:11. "This is for the general congregation." And here God is saying that to touch a dead body makes you unclean 7 days, and you need to be purified with water. You have to purify yourself on the third day, and on the seventh day he will not be clean. Okay, so whoever touches the body of anyone who's died does not purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord. In other words, if you've touched a dead body, you're unclean 7 days, and you need to purify yourself with water on the third day and on the seventh day, and then you'll be clean. And you cannot go into the tabernacle of God. You cannot go into the presence of God because what? The smell of death is upon you. You shall be cut off from Israel, and you are unclean because the water purification was not sprinkled on him. His uncleanness is still on him. So the water is living water, and this is about clean. If you've ever been around a corpse, the smell of death, it clings to your body, and it has to be purged. You cannot enter into the presence of God because the smell of death is attached to sin and corruption. And God is the energy and the very dynamic and fueling furnace of the entire universe. He is life. Now, let's look. That's Numbers 19:11. That's the general congregation for anyone. Now, concerning a Nazarite, Number 6:6, and a Nazarite is a special vow that people take to the Lord. There are various types of Nazarite vows. We won't go into that. But on the day, all the days that you're separated, what is separated? Kadosh, it means separated unto the Lord. You're to be holy. You're not to go near a dead body. So this implies through the text that death is unholy, that the body is corrupt, and that holiness is separated from death. You are separated unto the Lord, you're separated unto death. Now, this is important. Now, we're going to go into Leviticus about the priests, okay? And we are called to be a royal priesthood under the new Brit, the Hadashah, the Brit, the covenant. we're to go into the presence of the Lord. Okay. Now, this part is very important, okay? Because let's look at the context of who Moses was and why the law was given. Moses was in Egypt, okay? And he was second in command under Pharaoh. He may have been, if not having great administrative powers and authority, he could have been in line for the throne, except that Pharaoh's firstborn obviously was. He was the Pharaoh's sister's adopted son. This had tremendous power. So he was trained and instructed in all the wisdom of Egypt. And the Egyptian, and that includes what goes on in the religious system. And the religious system of Egypt was a death cult. They had the Book of the Dead, okay? And they had built these mountains called pyramids for the worship of the dead pharaohs for the afterlife. They killed a lot of people. And all the priests, the priesthood in Egypt's time had high-level occult demonic powers operating through them. It was no context when Moses went back into Egypt to call the people of Egypt out of Egypt, the Hebrews, to separate them, make them holy to the Lord with a covenant of the Ten Commandments. There was a power conflict with the 10 plagues, and each of the 10 plagues was designed to deal with the objects of worship. Dung beetles, you know, they worship dead, that beetles that fed on dung remains. And all these cattle, the blood, it was blood, there was blood sacrifices, their slavery, all these things up to the very firstborn. And in the law, it says the firstborn, that those who opened the matrix was dedicated to the Lord. And if you didn't do temple service with your firstborn, you paid a redemption price in silver shekels. Now, let's examine the Leviticus 21. All right. Leviticus 21. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them. Now, this is a particular category, only the priest. This is the priest. For us, this is a spiritual teaching of how to enter into the royal priesthood under the high priest, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. This is not literal. It is a spiritual application and instruction for us. None shall defile himself for the dead among his people. All right. Okay, so here's how it works. We're not to be defiled. We're not to participate in defiling ourselves in our group with the dead. Except, okay, this is priest. This is who you can defile yourself for. Okay, so touching the dead is defiling yourself and profaning yourself. Your relatives who are near to him, your mother, your father, son, daughter, and brother, and your virgin sister who has no husband, you may defile yourself. Otherwise, you shall not defile yourself being a chief man among his people to profane himself. In other words, others are supposed to handle that. As a leader, as an example, only your close relatives. But this is not your occupation, is to handle the dead. Why? Because the priesthood in Egypt was concerned with death rituals, with embalming, with taking apart, with saying magic things, incantations, for taking out the body parts and mummifying them. The whole priesthood and rituals of Egypt were focused around death rituals. And God is saying, no, you are not to be focused around death, occult, you know, rituals, even contacting the dead, it says in Deuteronomy. These, why? Because God is the God of the living. He is not the God of the dead. And all these ancient religions centered around death cultures. Satan brought in sin and death. So these things he draws to himself for worship. He's the author, you know, he comes to kill, to steal and to destroy. And murder, he comes to kill, steal and murder. And these, the God is not that. He's making a very clear distinction. He is the God of life. And those priests that serve him must not serve the dead. They have to serve him. For verse 10, he who is the high priest among his brethren, on whose head the anointing oil was poured, that is the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit separating, can have the smell of death on you, and who is consecrated to wear the garments are the works that God has ordained that we walk in. You shall not uncover his head nor tear his clothes. Okay, uncovering your head and tearing your clothes were signs of grief. Unrequited grief. Okay, you're not allowed to do this as a priest because we know that those who serve God go to be with God and have eternal life. They do not go to death. He who is the high priest among his brethren, on whose head the anointing oil was poured, the Spirit, and consecrated to wear the garments, walk in God. Walk in the works foreordained, and not to uncover your head. You're to wear head coverings, nor tear your clothes. You're not to rip the works that God has called you to. Nor shall you go any near any dead body. Okay, you can't go near it because death has a fragrance, and that fragrance is not to be on you. It's to be the fragrance that's acceptable. The fragrance of death is not acceptable to God. Nor defile himself for his father or his mother. Nor shall he go out of the sanctuary. You can't go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. You can't. He has to stay and serve God when he's in God's house. And he cannot profane the sanctuary by bringing these things into God's sanctuary. This is a pattern of heaven and a pattern of who God is and how he will be served. For the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. The Spirit of holiness, that's the consecration of the anointing oil, separated under God, holy, I am the Lord. That last statement emphasizes that this is how you will denote the service that's acceptable to the God of the living. Let me just identify death cults in the modern day. Anything that comes out of Babylon, the Egyptian worship, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Romanism, paganism in all forms, Druids, Santeria, ancestor worship, shamanism, New Age, etc. The only door to life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, eternal life. He's the God of the living. The only way is through the blood of Jesus. A lot of these, and you can do your own studies on these. These are death cults. They are the way to death. Because your sin is not reconciled. It is only reconciled through the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. And all these other cults, death cults, have some form of sin and death and the fragrance of death attached to them.